With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A federal judge in Miami dismissing part of a lawsuit against Florida's alligator Alcatraz. Here's correspondent Julie Walker with that story.
U.S. District Judge Rodolfo Ruiz writing late Monday in a ruling that claims the detainees at the facility don't have confidential access to their lawyers or to hearings in immigration court were rendered moot when the Trump administration recently designated the Chrome North Processing Center near Miami as a site for their cases to be heard. Civil rights attorneys were seeking a preliminary injunction to ensure alligator Alcatraz detainees have access to their lawyers or can get a hearing. I'm Julie Walker.
Attorneys for Meta say a lawsuit brought by families of the victims of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, should be tossed out. That suit alleges that Instagram, which is owned by Meta, allowed the promotion of firearms on the social media platform, and those advertisements encouraged the teenage gunman. President Trump apparently has an eye on the afterlife after he pursues peace between Russia and Ukraine. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president told Fox News he's trying to end the Russia-Ukraine war, at least in part, because he wanted to go to heaven. And White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt doesn't think he was joking.
I think the president was serious. I think the president wants to get to heaven, as I hope we all do in this room as well.
However, the New Testament book of Ephesians makes clear that salvation is the result of grace through faith, not by works. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Justice Department opening a probe into whether police officials in D.C. falsified crime data. That comes amid escalating showdown between the White House and the city. This is SRN News. Why do pastors say that's it, I quit?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that the number one reason for a Protestant clergyman to leave the profession is the sense that God has placed a new calling on him. 40%. Another 18% say they left the pulpit because of too many conflicts and uproars within the congregation they were leading, and 16% simply blame burnout. However, Lifeway points out that in total, only 1% of pastors actually quit their job every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, things seem to be getting much worse now for Afghanistan's very tiny community of Christians. U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says the government's new Islamic morality law, making it hard for believers to go about their daily lives. The law is a strict violation of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. And this is SRN News. Japan's SoftBank taking a $2 billion stake in computer chip maker Intel. Here's correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
The announcement by the companies has caused both their share prices to fall. It coincides with reports that President Donald Trump is considering having the U.S. government buy a stake in the chipmaker. Intel is shedding thousands of workers and cutting expenses under CEO Lip-Bu Tan. Trump recently said Tan should resign, but after meeting him last week, he said his career was an amazing story. SoftBank's chairman Masayoshi Son has said he expects Intel to play a critical role in expanding chipmaking in the U.S. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Home Depot's sales improving during the fiscal second quarter as consumers remain focused on smaller projects amid cost concerns, but its performance very slightly missed Wall Street's expectations. More details at srnnews.com.